reading this morning is taken from a children's version of Luke chapter 3, Heaven Breaks Through. About the same time Jesus was born, another baby was born. His name was John, and God had a special job for him. John was going to get everyone ready for Jesus. The day John was born, his dad knew God's promise to Abraham was coming true. God was sending the rescuer, and he was so happy he sang a song. Because God loves us with never stopping, never giving up, unbreaking, always and forever love, heaven is breaking through. He is sending us a light from heaven to shine on us like a sun, to shine on those who live in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. So John grew up and, well, to tell you the truth, he was a bit unusual. He lived in the desert. He wore itchy, scratchy outfits made of camel hair. He had a big, big bushy beard and a long, long scraggly hair. And here is the oddest thing. He only ate locusts, short for big, creepy, crunchy grasshoppers, which he dipped in honey to disguise the taste, probably. But God sent John to tell his people something important. Stop running away from God and run to him instead, John said. You need to be rescued. I have good news. The rescuer is coming. Make your hearts ready for him. Yes, get ready, because your king is coming back to you. Great crowds listened to John. They were sorry they had sinned, and they wanted to stop running away from God. They wanted to be rescued. So John baptized them, which means he plunged them in and out of the water. It showed them that they wanted to follow God and begin a new life. Thanks be to God.
Thanks very much, Charlotte. John the Baptist was a bit unusual. And at first, people looked at him a bit oddly and thought, what are you doing? And it was only after a while that people got what he was doing. I think it might have been a little bit like this lady.
Thank you.
that you wanted to clap that. Isn't it amazing how at the beginning, the lady who started that, it was worth it for the big finish, wasn't it, to watch the whole thing? The lady who started that had to be so brave. She had to stand up and think, are all these people going to join in with me, or are they going to leave me standing like a lemon? And then as you go through and a few people join in, and these people who were eating their lunch are suddenly surprised, and then they go through this journey in the space of that about 4 minutes that we've just watched, and by the end there are people crying, and there are people wanting to join in who obviously were never part of this whole flash mob thing, and by the end they've all got their hands in the air and they are together as one. And yet at the beginning they thought the woman standing by herself on her mobile phone was quite strange and probably a little bit out of place. John the Baptist was a game changer. He was a culture changer. He had to be brave and live up to his calling as God's man in that place, not really knowing if he was going to look like a lemon or whether this whole movement was going to gather around him. He needed to be so brave. The thing was that God's people had sort of got stuck in a rut. It had been hundreds of years since Isaiah had predicted that someone would come, a voice calling in the darkness, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. And God's people had got a little bit sloppy, and a new normal had emerged, which wasn't good. It was a normal that involved oppression, injustice, cutting corners, being unkind to people. And it wasn't good. And John's job was to adjust the temperature, to come and say, back, come on, wake up. Let's get back to what God called us to do, because he's coming. He's coming, and we need to be ready. John the Baptist was a game changer. I wanted to think of a few other game changers this morning. Anybody know who this is? Anyone going to be brave? I think I did hear William Wilberforce. Well done. Well done. William Wilberforce decided in the 1800s that the normal of slavery was unacceptable. Everyone else had got used to the fact that people traded in human life. And yet, William Wilberforce woke up one day and thought, that is utterly wrong. And he worked so hard, along with others, to stop the slave trade, which took a very long time because it was so normal and entrenched in society. William Wilberforce was a game changer. Now, I am convinced nobody will know who this one is. Pretty sure you won't. And I know that when I say that, there's lots of people think, I do. Competitive people. This guy is Thomas Agnew. He was a banker in late 1800s, in the time of Queen Victoria. He worked in Liverpool. People work in Reigate who work in banks. That's quite interesting. And he went on a business trip. I think people here might go on business trips. And when he went on his business trip, he went to New York. And while he was there, he went to something called the New York Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children. And he was so astonished by this different normal that it really affected him, because he lived in Victorian Britain, where children were a commodity. Unless they were in an aristocratic, like a royal family, children were labour. They were forced to work. They were not treated at all well. Children here, if you would like to go out to work tomorrow morning for 12 hours in very dangerous conditions, you might have an idea of what it was like to work in Victorian Britain. Thomas Agnew came back and established the Liverpool Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children. And that was the beginning of what we now know as the NSPCC. Thomas Agnew was a game changer. There we are, there it is. This one we might know. Anyone? It's Oskar Schindler. Oskar Schindler in the Second World War, who was a fully paid-up member of the Nazi Party. He had subscribed to that way of normal. He was in the normal. And then he really realized, actually, the normal is wrong. We need to really challenge it. He didn't do that loudly, but he is credited with saving the lives of 1,200 Jewish people who otherwise would have been killed by the Nazi regime. Oskar Schindler was a game changer. Now, here's an easy one. Yep, Mother Teresa, well done. Oh, thanks. Is it Pete or Ned? Pete. Thanks, Pete, for shouting that one out. Mother Teresa, she went to teach in a convent in Calcutta. She was already a nun, but she could not be comfortable with her relative comfort inside the convent, seeing starving, ill children neglected outside, and also those who are in the lowest castes, the lowest classes in India. That was normal. People just accepted it, but she refused to, and she said, I want to be a game changer. I'm going to live in amongst them. I'm going to tell them that God loves them. They're not forgotten. They are cherished children of God. And I'm going to bring about change. And she brought the world's attention to the awful plight of so many forgotten people in Calcutta. One more. Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King was in the normal of racism, of atrocious treatment of people with black skin. And he would not lie down about it. And even though there were so many challenges on the way, he stood up and said, this has to stop. And then people joined in with him. And then there was a movement. And then there was a change in the law. I'm not sure his work is quite finished, but he began very, very well. Unfortunately, he was killed. But Martin Luther King was a game changer. The people I've talked about, they were all game changers on a big scale, and so we know about them because their actions were very widely felt and known about. So we can look about them on the internet and in history books and in the news and at school and things like that. But you don't have to be a game changer on that scale. All it takes is for us to listen to God. What would he like the world to look like? And then look at what the normal is and see if it's different, what can I do to change it? I know that there are game changers here in this room. People who have not stood by and allowed something that is the wrong type of normal to carry on. I know that there are even young children here who have gone to raise money for astonishing causes to make a difference and bring a bit of God's love and light into desperate situations. And so like John the Baptist, like that lady, that brave lady in the video, and like all of these game changers, my question to you is, how will you be a game changer? How will you act when you see something that is considered normal when you think actually it shouldn't be? How will you act when somebody is being bullied at school? How will you act when there's somebody homeless on the street? How will you act when we hear of stories of refugees across Europe? Because it takes one person to stand up, doesn't it? And then for other people to join in. And in all of these things, what we're called to do is not to bring fame to ourselves, but like John the Baptist, to say, hold on, stop. Someone's coming to make this better. And it's Jesus. Jesus who loves us, who cares for us, who is delighted in us, and who wants the best for us. How will you be a game changer? Let's pray together. Father, thank you for each and every person in this room today. Thank you for all the people part of your church. Help us to listen for your call and help us to see when normal is not right. Give us the words to say and the actions that we can do to bring about change so that your kingdom can come and that people can see Jesus' love in these situations. We pray in his name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.